Hello, it's the 7th of August 2015. Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast from Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. This one's about gratitude, achievement and noble souls. On Saturday, I read an extraordinary example of gratitude and doing good in an article by Charles Krauthammer in the National Post. It was the story of George Weidenfeld, an Austrian Jew who escaped to Britain at age 18 after Hitler took over the country in 1938. George Weidenfeld was looked after in Britain by Christians. He went on to become a successful publisher, a politician, and a philanthropist. He's helped many causes during his long life in the United Kingdom, Israel and Europe. He's been made a life peer and he's now Lord George Weidenfeld. For the story of this remarkable man, read an article in the Times of Israel by going to the blog and clicking on the link, or there's a link in the first paragraph to the National Post article. Now, 77 years after being helped to survive the trauma of war, he's showing his gratitude by financing the rescue of persecuted Christians from Syria. Recently, the first 150 were flown to Poland to start a new life. So here's a man, one of the very few of us who lived to be 95, who's still active and is still repaying the gratitude he felt from an act of kindness a lifetime earlier. He overcame the adversity of being a wartime refugee. He's been remarkably successful in his life, and he's still helping other people who are less fortunate. Achievement and gratitude. It's enlightening how often those go together. So the question is, do successful people show gratitude by doing good deeds for others because they have the resources to make it easier? Or do people become successful by having gratitude for what they have and doing what they can to help others, no matter how limited their resources? The more I discover about life, success and gratitude, the more I think it is that it's gratitude for what we have to start with and what we do with it that leads to success. What we do with it requires perseverance, determination and commitment, resilience too at times, but we have to start with acceptance and gratitude. What do you think? Go to the blog and leave a comment. As a PS, the previous week I wrote about Cecil the Lion from a contrarian perspective. At the end of this post I put a new link to a post in Africa unauthorized by someone who's much closer to professional hunting and game conservation than the social media mob baying for a dentist's punishment.